Yevamos Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. We continue our discussion of two brothers that were married, Shnei Achim Shnesuyos to Shtei Achoyos, where Be'etzem, if it's two brothers with two sisters, each one of the women should not be Eilel Yibum for Levi and Yehuda, the two brothers that survived. Reuven and Shimon died, Levi and Yehuda are here. Each one is Achoyos Kukosei of the other one, and therefore Levi and Yehuda can't be Miyabim either one. What we learned is what happens if Levi has another relationship with one of the women, is that she's his shviger. Levi married Reuven's wife's daughter, and Mamela, Rochel, Eshes Reuven is not an erva, so therefore he can marry the other one, Eshes Shim, because it's not Achayis Kukosai. If you would have the same thing by both, Hoysa Achas men Asura alze Iser Erva, Vashni Asura alze Iser Erva, each one has that relationship with one of the women. The way it would play itself out, but Derech HaTeva is Reuven and Shimon are much older. That's why they died earlier. Levi and Yehuda, 25 years younger than them, they married their brothers' wives, their sister-in-law's daughters. So, Mela, for each one of them, there's an Issa Erva Chamoisoi. Levi has an Issa Erva Chamoisoi on Rochel. So, Mela, Leah Muteres Loi. Yehuda has an Issa Chamoisoi on Leah, so therefore Rochel Muteres Loi. Ho Asura Lazem Muteres Lazem, Vazura Lazem Muteres Lazem. Pashut. Vizui Sha'amru, this is the quote that Chazal have. We had this in the Mishnah earlier in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Achoisa kishehi yevimta oicheletzis oimisiavemes. When you have a sister of a Yevama, and she's also a Yevama, but one of them is an Erva. The achoisa of an Erva kishehi yevimta, when she's a Yevama, so then her din, even though they're sisters, oicheletzis oimisiavemes, because there's no relationship of achois kukosai. Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Achim. Till now we had two brothers that died and two brothers that survived. Reuven, Shimon, Levi and Yehuda were Yevam. And now we have three brothers. Shnayim mehem nisu in shtei achoyos. The first two we've met up with before. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Two brothers, two sisters. Or not necessarily two sisters. Isho bita, or isho bas bita, or isho bas bina. Either one, they're all arayis. They're all in a relationship of arayis. Hare ilu choltzois, v'loi misyabmois. And that much we understand, that achois kukosoi, mimele choltzois v'loi misyabmois. Here comes the chiddush. Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon takes this level of achois kuka to the next madrega. And he holds, then we have, he dashes a pasuk, the Gemara says. The pasuk that we know the din of tzar is from, Isha l'choisa l'sicha klutzvar. When you have two sisters that are nasis tzara zu lazu l'gabe yibum, so then what the Torah is saying is, l'sicha klutzvar, in that relationship of yibum, where there's a l'sicha klutzvar, two women that are tzroirois, that are tzroirois to each other, which means they're tzroirois, they're together in one bias in an afilas yibum. That itself has enough of a shame erva that it's mafkia the zika completely from both of them, even from chalitza. So the pashtus is that till now what we've had is that achoy zikuka is a din derabanan, yesh zika, but that only creates an issa derabanan. To be pogged about achoy zikuka is only derabanan. Therefore, we've had a few times, and then the perek beis, that achoy zikuka, if he was pogabo, so it's mafkir the zika, and that's it. Now that's his wife. Reb Shimon holds that the achois kuka relationship, two women that are biyachad, bezika, it's mafkir bechlal the issues. It's mafkir the zika siyapmin. Simel the potem in a chalitza. Now the next in Betzim is not a repeat. It's only in this chadash over here because of Reb Shimon. Hoysa achas me masura lo visa ervo. We have two brothers married to two sisters, so there should be a problem that Levi and Yehuda, the Miyabim, can't be Miyabim because of Achos Kukosoi. But the Hatzolah for Yibim would be if Levi has a relationship that Rochel is a Shviger, so Mela then it's not Achos Kukosoi Klape Leia, Mela can be Miyabim Leia. That didn't we've had. And the Mishnah just speaks that out again. Hoysa Achzma Masura Lovisa Eva Osu Bomutav Achosa. If it's a Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, which is not an Issa Eva proper, so then both of them are still zikukin loy, And therefore, each one is a chesku kosim, and therefore the din is chaltzis flemis yabmis. Again, this din we had already. The reason why it's written over here is there would be a havim in a loytub shimon that holds that shtei achoyos. There's a havkok completely on the zikas yabmin. So it would be a mokum to say there would be goyzid derabonon otu shtei achoyos, where there's another erev relationship with Levi or with Yehuda, kamashmal, they're not goyzid.